The Adventure of Silver Blaze. I must go to Devon, Watson, to the King's Pyland Stables in Devon, said Sherlock Holmes at breakfast one morning. I was not surprised. The case of the racehorse, Silver Blaze, was famous, and Holmes read the newspapers every day for more news about it. I'm not working a lot now, I said. I can come with you if you like. I'd like to have you with me, said Holmes. It's an interesting case. An hour later, we were sitting comfortably in a train. Holmes had today's newspapers. He read them and then looked at me. I'll tell you about the case, he said. Yes, please, I said. I know something, but not everything. Silver Blaze is an excellent horse. He's 5 years old, and he wins a lot of races for his owner, Colonel Ross. He's going to run in an important race, the Wessex Cup, at the weekend. People are betting a lot of money on him. If people bet a lot of money on a horse, then someone will want to stop that horse. Because of this, someone from the stables was watching Silver Blaze day and night. The horse's trainer is John Straker, and he started to work for Colonel Ross 12 years ago. Straker and his wife live in a small house near the stables with one servant. The stables are small, and there are only 4 horses. 3 boys live and sleep upstairs in the stables, and one of them sat all night with Silver Blaze. The stables are a long way from the town of Tavistock, and there aren't many houses near them. There are some larger stables, Capleton Stables, about 2 miles from King's Pyland. They're Lord Blackwater's stables. Someone killed John Straker and stole Silver Blaze on Monday night. What happened that night? I asked. Straker and the stable boys locked the horses in the stables at 9 o'clock. 2 of the boys walked to Straker's house for dinner. The 3rd boy, Ned, stayed in the stables with Silver Blaze. A few minutes later, Straker's servant, Edith, carried Ned's dinner to the stable. She didn't take him a drink because there's water in the stables. Near the stables, she met a man in grey clothes with a red and black scarf. He was carrying a heavy walking stick. "Where am I?" he asked her. "These are King's Pyland Stables," she answered. The man showed her a piece of white paper with something inside it. "Put this in the stable boy's dinner, and I'll give you £10," the man said. Edith ran past the man to the stables. Ned was inside. He opened the window and she gave him his dinner and told him about the man. But the man followed her. Ned jumped up and ran out of the stables. He locked the door. He wanted to get his dog and attack the man. Edith ran back to the house, but then she turned and saw the man with his hand through the stable window. Ned came back with the dog, but the man wasn't there. What did Ned do? He waited for the other boys and then went to Straker's house and told him about the man. Straker went to bed. But at about 1 o'clock in the morning, he woke up. It was raining hard, and he was worried about the horses. He spoke to his wife for a minute and went to the stables. Straker's wife woke up again at 7 o'clock, and Straker wasn't in bed. She and Edith walked to the stables. The door was open. Ned was sleeping, and Silver Blaze wasn't there. They couldn't wake Ned up, and the other two boys were sleeping upstairs. Mrs. Straker woke them up, and they went to look for Mr. Straker and the horse. Ned was still sleeping. About a quarter of a mile from the stables, they found Straker's coat on a tree, and then they found his body on the ground.
He was dead?
Yes. Something big and heavy hit his head, and there was a cut at the top of his leg. In his right hand was a small knife with a lot of blood on it, and in his left hand there was a red and black scarf. They looked everywhere, but they didn't find the horse. Later in the morning, Ned woke up. "That man put something in my food," he said. "And I agree with Edith. He had a red and black scarf." "Those are the most important clues in the case, Watson." "What have the police done?" "They've arrested a man, Fitzroy Simpson. He loves horse racing and he bets a lot. He's betting £1,000 against Silver Blaze. He was at King's Pyland on Monday night." "I wanted to see the horse," Simpson said. "I don't know about the scarf. I lost it in the night." Simpson's clothes were wet, so I think that he was in the rain on Monday night. He has a heavy walking stick, and something big and heavy killed Straker. But Straker's knife had blood on it. He fought his attacker. There are no cuts on Simpson. "Something hit Straker on the head," I said. "It's possible that the blood is his."
"I agree," said Holmes.
"But what happened to the horse?" I asked.
"It's not easy to answer.
The police think that Simpson put something in Ned's food and he quickly went to sleep. But remember, Ned locked the door. Did Simpson have a key too? The police think that he opened the door and took the horse. After a few minutes, Straker found Simpson and the horse, and there was a fight. Simpson killed Straker with his walking stick, but Straker did not cut Simpson with his knife. Simpson took the horse to a secret place, or the horse ran away. That story is possible, but there are no witnesses, and I want to know more. Two men were waiting for us at Tavistock Station. There was Colonel Ross, the owner of Silver Blaze, and Detective Gregory of the Devon Police.
"Thank you for coming," said Colonel Ross. "Detective Gregory is doing an excellent job, but I think that you can help."
"Have you got any new information?" asked Holmes.
"Only a little, but let's all go to King's Pyland. We can talk there," said Gregory.
We got into Colonel Ross's carriage and drove to his house. We sat down in the sitting room.
"Fitzroy Simpson killed Straker, I think," said Gregory. "But there are still some questions. Why is there blood on the knife?
It's Straker's own blood, I said.
Yes, it's possible, said Gregory. Simpson doesn't want Silver Blaze to run in the race. He put something in the boy's dinner. He was in the rain on Monday night. He had a heavy walking stick, and the dead man had his scarf.
There are some problems, said Holmes. Simpson wanted to hurt the horse, that's true, but why did he take it out of the stable? He didn't need to do that. Where is the key to the stable? Simpson put something in the boy's food, but where did he buy it? And where's the horse? The servant, Edith, saw a piece of paper. What does Simpson say about that?
It was a £10 note, he says. We found one in his clothes.
What does he say about the scarf?
It's his. He lost it when he was running, he says.
The Capleton stables are near here, said Holmes. Have you talked to them?
We've been there, of course. They have a horse in the Wessex Cup. The Capleton trainer, Silas Brown, is betting a lot of money on it. But we've looked in the stables, and Silver Blaze isn't there.
What did you find in Straker's pockets? Asked Holmes.
I can show you, said Gregory.
We went into the dining room. Everything was on the table. There was a watch, some money, and some pens and pencils. There was a box of matches. There were also some papers and a strange knife.
What's this knife, Watson? Asked Holmes.
I looked at it. It's a special knife for an eye doctor.
Straker took it with him on Monday night, said Gregory.
And what are these papers? Asked Holmes.
They're all bills, said Gregory. Most of them are bills for horse food and other things for the stables. But one is for clothes.
Holmes looked at it.
It's a bill for Mr. Derbyshire, he said.
Who's he?
I asked Mrs. Straker, said Gregory. Mr. Straker has a friend called Derbyshire. Sometimes his bills come here.
Why do they come here? Asked Holmes. And look, this one is very expensive. He paid £23 for one dress. Holmes wanted to see the place of the murder, so we walked there.
Was it windy on Monday night? Asked Holmes.
No, said Gregory, but there was a lot of rain.
The wind didn't move the coat onto a tree, said Holmes. Someone put it there.
Why did he put it there?
In this bag, said Gregory, I have one of Straker's boots and one of Simpson's shoes. I also have one of Silver Blaze's old horseshoes.
Excellent, said Holmes. He lay down with his nose on the ground.
Here it is, he said suddenly, holding half a match. Of course there's a match. I knew it.
You knew about the match? Asked Gregory.
Yes, said Holmes. Now, before it gets dark, I must walk a little. I'll take the horseshoe.
Holmes and I started to walk.
I want to think about the horse first, said Holmes. Horses like to be with other horses. Nobody steals a famous horse like Silver Blaze because you can't sell it. Silver Blaze is not at King's Pyland. So where is he? There's only one stable near here, Capleton. Let's walk there. After a few minutes, we came to some wet ground.
Look there, said Holmes. A horse has walked here.
He took the horseshoe out of his pocket.
And look, the horse was Silver Blaze. The shoe is the same size.
We walked a little more and Holmes stopped again.
We can see that the horse came this way, he said. But there was a man with him. His boots walked here.
There wasn't a man before, I said.
No, said Holmes. That's very interesting. First there was the horse, but now there's a horse and a man. And we're very near to Capleton.
We were in front of the Capleton stables, and an old man walked out to talk to us.
What do you want?
He shouted at us angrily. Can I talk to you, Mr. Silas Brown? Said Holmes, and they walked into the stables together. I waited. After 20 minutes, Holmes came out. He was smiling.
Has he got Silver Blaze? I asked.
Yes, he has, said Holmes. He didn't take him from King's Pyland. He found him and brought him here. Capleton Stables have a horse in the race, and, of course, Silas Brown doesn't want Silver Blaze to run. He used some paint to change Silver Blaze's colour. The police visited the stable, but they didn't know that this horse was Silver Blaze. But now Silas Brown has agreed to bring Silver Blaze to the race. He doesn't want the police to arrest him, and I won't tell them. Let's walk back to King's Pyland. At King's Pyland, Gregory and Colonel Ross were waiting for us. Silver Blaze will run in the Wessex Cup, Holmes told them.
And who killed Straker? Asked Ross.
Do you remember the dog in the stables? Asked Holmes. What did it do that night?
It did nothing, said Gregory. It didn't bark.
No, said Holmes. It didn't bark. Why didn't it bark? If you or I take a horse from a stable and there's a dog there, it will bark. But if a dog knows a person, it doesn't bark. The dog doesn't know Simpson, but it knows Straker. Straker came later that night and took Silver Blaze, not Simpson. Straker left the stables with the horse and saw Simpson's scarf. He took it with him. Now, remember the strange knife? The eye doctor's knife? Why did Straker have that? It's not difficult to understand. He wanted to make a small cut on Silver Blaze's leg. It's a very small cut, but he will not run so well. He didn't do it in the stable because he didn't want to make a noise. He put his coat on a tree because it was very big and heavy, and he had to get under the horse. He needed a match because it was dark.
I trusted him, said Colonel Ross. Why did he do it?
He needed money, said Holmes. Remember the bills for Mr. Derbyshire? Those clothes weren't for his wife. There was another woman, and she liked expensive things. Someone paid him to cut Silver Blaze, or maybe he had a big bet on another horse.
But who killed him? Asked Ross.
If you cut a horse with a knife, it will get very angry and kick you. Silver Blaze kicked Straker and killed him.